In Kiddush, are you allowed to separate your feet right after the Chazan repeats Yimloch, or do you have to wait until he finishes the bracha with Alkel HaKadosh? Yoni from Teaneck, New Jersey. A Kiddusha ends with Yimloch Hashem, not with the end of the bracha of Alkel HaKadosh. On Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, that bracha is very, very long. And obviously, when Kiddusha is over, people even sit down or surely take their feet apart. So as soon as Yimloch is finished, you can separate your feet. Most people have the minig to remain like that, standing in the posture of Kedusha, so they are concentrating to be answer the bracha of Hakel HaKadosh.